I wanted to tell y'all the story, and this story is something special, right? I hope it motivates y'all. It ties into a lot, right? And I want to share it with you. Now, the thing is, I probably told this story somewhat in my podcasting journey somewhere. One of my episodes, I probably talked about it, but I want to talk about it again. I want to rehash this story because I just sitting here and I was like, yo, man, I really had a moment in about how far I came and how far I'm still going and what it's like. So I'm going to take y'all back to 2003. When the nightlife was dope, and me and my cousin used to go to Chrome Nightclub, you know, and Chrome Nightclub was a thing back then. 18 to get in, 21 to drink. The nightlife in Philly was a little different. Wasn't no social media like that back then, and people was out. It was a vibe. And me and my cousin used to go all the time, right? And pay $10. Back then, it was $10 to get in. And what was funny, I was like, man, I'm tired of paying money to get in the damn club and shit, man. And it was only $10. So I called Chrome one night, and I forgot the young lady's name. I think her name was Ashley or something like that. And I told her, I said, yo, can my cousin get in for free? And she was like, yeah, you and the plus one can come. What's your name? I told her my name. She said, when you come to the front, tell me your name, and I'll just let you go. I said, yeah. Yo, it was the thoroughest shit ever. So what happened, we started getting the Chrome for free because I asked. See, you don't know nothing and you don't ask. And that's some real shit. If you don't ask, you just don't know. You know, that's why I say always ask questions. Always just ask. Put your pride away and just ask. So I never forget it. So we going every night. So Power 99 used to host it. And one day I see QDZ on stage. Shout out to QDZ. He's probably one of the most iconic Philly legends, you know, doing radio at the time, you know. And he had the Come Up show. And, you know, QDZ was a big situation, you know, with QDZ being part of the city. Still is. Shout out to Q, you know. And I remember Q was on stage. He was hosting it. He was slapping everybody's hand that wasn't on stage. I was down below the stage. And I never forget it. And I looked at Q and I shook his hand. I held it and I said, Q, I said, yo, man, I'm hot, man. I want to be on a radio station. And Q was like, you got to talk to LaRonda. So I knew who LaRonda Upshur from here and there on the radio. So I was like, cool. So what I did was I looked up some information. I think it was on the internet. I don't know if Google was around, but I know I got the information, got the number, called Power 99. And I got LaRonda's number and I left a message, right? Didn't think no more of it. A couple weeks later, I'll never forget this. It's true shit. I get out the shower. I'm getting ready to get dressed. Radio was on. Because radio was a big thing back then, y'all. Okay? Radio was like social media. All right? So I'm sitting there, listening to the radio, getting dressed. And the guy come on. He was like, you want to shine? You want to get your grind on? Do you got what it takes? Come down to 44 Domino Lane to be part of the Power 99 crew. Say less. I am going. I'll never forget it. My homie Steve at the time went with me. Shout out to Steve. I went to 44 Domino Lane. And they say, you came too early. You got to come tomorrow. It's not today. I said, all right, cool. I said, what time? Starts at 6. Bet. So I left work early. I get to the radio station, right? I get in the parking lot. I get there at 3 o'clock. It don't start till 6. I don't care. I'm trying to be in line, right? So in the parking lot, I got introduced to Chris King. Shout out to Chris King. He was in line with me. He was in line or whatever, and he had on some slacks, and he had a button-up shirt on. He had his work bag with him on. We were just talking. We was on some fly shit. Some other people was there, too. But we was, you know, talking or whatever. So I'm in line or whatever like that, man. I'm just ready to go in. I'm like the third person. I walk in. I got introduced to Skywalker. You know what I mean? Shout out to Skywalker, man. He rest in peace. I went in. I started talking. I sold myself. I don't even remember half the stuff that I said, right? So as I'm leaving, I was just happy that I went. I didn't even care if they even called me, because that line was all the way around the corner. I didn't know what was going to happen, you know? And I was like, yo, I'm happy I went. I was just happy. I was just like, yo, I really went and did that shit, yo. That's crazy. So I'm at work one day, and I get a phone call. It was Sky. He's like, yo, this is... He's like, this is Terrence? I'm like, yeah. Hey, this is Sky. I'm like, hey, Sky. My heart jumping. He's like, yeah, welcome to Power 99, man. Be a part of the crew. I said, yeah. He said, yeah, you made it. I said, yo. I'm screaming. I thought, you know, it was like one of those making it a band situations or something like that, right? So I couldn't believe it. I'm ready to quit my job, y'all. I'm like, yo, I'm ready to quit. I'm like, yo, I don't even need this job no more. This ain't nothing. But I didn't quit. I didn't quit my job. I had to play smart. Now, at this time, this was 2004, because, 2004, it was the summer of 2004, going into the summer of 2004, or whatever, and, I'll never forget it. So, I'm hyped, and, they was like, yeah, come to orientation. My grandma, I didn't know where he said it was the G8 building, that's on City Line Avenue. I didn't know nothing about that around that time. So, you know, we wasn't no GPS. So my grandma took me and showed me where it was at, because he gave me the address. I had to write it down. And I said, okay, cool, it's here. All right, now I know where to go. And I remember he called me back. He was like, no, you just meet us at 44 Domino Lane. I said, cool. I'm driving to 44 Domino Lane. I'm just like, yo, I cannot believe this is happening. I walk in, y'all, and I'm like, I'm here. I said, this is the same... I used to hear these people on the radio going to school from the time I was a little kid to the time I was a teenager in high school. And I'm actually in the building of Power 99. I was like, yo, that's Uncle O. That's QDZ. I'm like, of course, I was playing it cool. But in my mind, I'm like, yo, I'm here. Remember, y'all, divine time, divine intervention, whatever it is, when it's for you, it'll be for you. That's real shit. Whatever it is, if you feel it in your soul, that all you gotta do is take the step, the doors will open up, but you gotta take the initiative. We had orientation. I'll never forget this. Shout out to Rodney. He got a podcast. It's called I Do It For Hip Hop. His name was DJ Bugsy. Me and him was actually in the orientation. And so they're showing us a tour around 44 Domino Lane. And the promotions coordinator, Renee, you know, he was answering questions. So Rodney says, this is what Rodney says, so how much y'all paying? So Renee said, yeah, start off at $7. So Rodney was like, I got a daughter. And I thought that was so funny. And I'm like, $7? I say, this cool, it's part-time. That's even perfect for me, because I still got a full-time job. So even if I'm still pursuing my dream, I still got my full-time job. But I thought I was going to be rich. I ain't going to hold you. I thought they was getting paid money. But I heard in communications, they don't pay much. But anyway, so I'll never forget, I had my first event for Power 99. I did the event. It was fun. I come back home. I get a answer machine. Answer machines was then back then, y'all. Like, when people call you, answer machines was around. I'm telling my age, by the way. But the answer machine came on, and it was Aranda. And Aranda was like, hey, Terrence, this is Aranda Upshores. Let you know you was interested in the internship. At that time, it didn't matter, because I was a part-time employee for Power 99. So I skipped the intern, and I became an employee. Wow. All because I took the necessary steps. I'm trying to tell you, when it's for you, it'll be for you. Everything will start opening up. Now, hear me what I'm telling you, y'all, because this is some real... I'm telling you this story for a reason. I worked at the radio station for 5 years. I came across some great people. Tiffany Bacon, the Hot Boys, Golden Girl was my mentor. I had a chance to talk to the program directors. Shout out Tony Brown. May he rest in peace. I had the chance to talk to Patty Jackson a little bit. You know, I had a chance to be around greatness. I saw Wendy Williams around that time when she was there just doing her syndicated show around that time. I seen a lot, and I've been around a lot of radio, you know, goats. And I took it all in as a sponge, and I loved every minute of it. And I had the I had a great 5 years of being there, and I can't never say nothing about it. And the stories are just amazing of what I ran into. But I'm telling you all this for a reason. I never would have took the leap to even go down the 44 Domino Lane, to sit in that line, to even get in there, to even talk to Sky. Shout out to Sky, because Sky gave me my chance. I don't know. It wouldn't have happened. So any opportunity or anything that come your way, or if you hear it or if it's around you, just do it. Go to it. Because you never know. It's the reason why you hear it, or if you're going to an audition or whatever it is that you want to do, go to it and do it. Just do it, yo. Don't second guess it. Do it. Because it's going to lead you into some greatness things. And just get out of your comfort zone. So years later, let's speed up, right? Now I'm at where I'm at. I've been in radio and podcasting for a long time. And the PodCon convention come up. The PodCon convention was something that Wilder orchestrated. And he brought some guest speakers. Shout out to all the guest speakers that was there last Saturday. The lady from the Shade Room was there. A couple people that do credit, build up credit and stuff like that, they were there. The main one I wanted to listen to was Charlamagne. So when I get there, line all the way around the corner. Now, I knew I should have been there a little early, but I was like, oh man, I said, I want to get there early, man. I want to get a seat. When it's your divine you know what I'm trying to say? When you said your divine time, it just happens the way it's supposed to. So the line was already around the corner. When I get to the front, I go in. I got all the way to the third row. I just walked. Seats was right there. I'm like, bet, I'm cool. Sitting down. Everybody spoke. Everybody was really informative. And, you know, when Charlamagne and his assistant came out, you know, they was doing, talking, and they was talking about Black Effect, which is a platform for podcasters, and that was dope. And I never forget what Charlamagne said. He said, listen, I understand y'all put your stuff on YouTube, but that's not podcasting. A podcast is a person who's on, like, a voice. Somebody who talks, who doesn't have all that stuff. Not saying that you can't use those platforms, but it's definitely a podcaster, somebody who's recording, who has the voice for it and all those type of things. That's a podcast, because he says he's been in for a long time. He's the radio guy. So I thought that was dope, and I was like, yo, that's dope, you know, because I don't really do visuals. I've been in between trying to do visuals, not do visuals. And I'm like, yo, I love to just do a podcast without all of that. Right. That's what I do. So I was like, dad, he confirmed everything I said. So I'm sitting there. I was like, yo, I got to give him my card, yo. I told my homie came. He a rapper. He was there. I was like, yo, I tapped him. I said, yo, I got to give Charlamagne my card, bro. And he was like, man, it got to happen. So when they was doing the Q&A, everybody was at the stage or whatever like that. Everybody rushed to the stage or whatever. Everybody was, you know, answering questions and answers and stuff like that. And, you know, I gave Wallow's assistant my card. And a couple of people, they was giving, I mean, she took all their cards. So I gave it to her. Then Wallow came over because he was passing people the mic to talk. And I'm trying to give him my card. So the lady that was in front of me, she took my card and gave it to him. I say, hell yeah. So it's two people. And then I must have gave like three stacks to Charlamagne. And I looked at him right towards the end of the show, when it was all said and done. And I looked at him. I said, yo, I said, Charlamagne, I'm the one. I said, I'm the one, bro. And gave him my card and walked off. I said, I'm the one. I'm the voice. I told him that. I'm the one. I'm the voice. I said, listen to my podcast. Now, the reason why I tell you that is because in 2000, I was down below the stage and I shook QDZ hand and I told him I was hot. And I had the same thing happen with him. Now, what comes from this, I don't know. But what I get from it is that I'm on the right path. So whatever it is that you're doing, it's divine time and your intuition, all those things that you feel and understand. Like, when it's your time, yo. And I was like, yo, this is the same thing that happened when I was trying to get on the radio station. I was talking to QDZ. I shook his hand. I said, I'm high. And I looked at Charlamagne. He was on stage and I was below the stage. And I said, yo, I'm the voice. So I went from I'm hot to telling people I'm the voice. And I was like, wow. I said, wow. Now, if he listens to it, who knows? It doesn't even matter. But what matter is that you got my card. It's in your hand. You see my face. It says the Terrence Henry Experience on it. You see it. And you're going to see it again. You're going to keep seeing it. Right? And that's what I took from it. And I took it with grace. And I loved every minute of it. And I walked off happy as fuck. I was happy as shit. Because I did everything I was supposed to do. Why wouldn't I not go to that? That would be crazy if I didn't go. Everything happened for me like the way it was supposed to. Because when something is for you, when you want something and you are part of that dream, it's for you. It's for you. All the doors will open up. Everything will happen for you. And what I got from the conference is I saw a lot of dope podcasters that were there, man. A lot of people that's doing content creating. Some really dope ass people, man. You know, and I was inspired from them. But one thing I didn't like, when you do Q&A, stop talking about y'all struggle. You know, you speak up. Don't speak down. You speak up when you have something good going for yourself. You don't speak down about yourself. You speak up because one girl, she was talking, she was crying and saying things. I'm like, look, man, I'm a person. Don't got to do no self-pity. If you want something out of life, I'm not speaking on none of the negatives that, or none of the shit that's going on in my life. I'm going to speak all the positive shit that's going on in my life and why it's important for you to pick me to be on this. And I just want our people to know, man, I want y'all to understand this out there. I want all y'all to really, really, really listen to me because I'm really speaking from the heart right now. I'm saying this and I'm being really true to y'all. And I really am. Listen, y'all, when y'all out here and y'all talking to these people, man, whether it be a celebrity, whatever, yo, man, talk about all the good shit about y'all shit. Don't talk about your struggle and, you know, I mean, if you're a rapper and you do that in your videos, that's fine. But don't talk about this and that and about, nobody want to hear that on some real shit. Tell me why is it that I should pick you and why you should be the one. That's why I told him what I told him. I told Charlamagne, I said, I'm the one. I'm the voice. And I looked him dead in his eyes and said it. I wasn't going to try to bitch to him about why I'm not where I want to be at and what's going on with me. And I got to go back to the trenches. I ain't saying none of that shit. No. Because when you know about something about yourself, you're going to speak highly about it. You're going to speak highly about it. You're going to know, like, listen, either way, it's going to happen. I'm just letting you know that who I am and where I'm going. I'm the voice. I'm the one. You speak those things about yourself. Affirmations. You know, start believing in yourself. Don't ever speak no. Don't ever speak down when you can speak up about yourself and where you want to be at and what you want to do in life. You stick your chest out. You tell these people who you are and where you're going and where you plan to be at. Now, if they want to help you, cool. If they don't, it don't matter. Because y'all the one. You're the one. And I'm telling y'all this, man. I'm telling y'all from the story I had and told you with QDZ. When I wanted to get on that radio station. And I shook his hand. I was on the bottom of the stage, at the top of the stage. And then the same thing happened with Charlamagne. I'm at the bottom of the stage, at the top of the stage. It's levels to it. It's levels. As long as they can see or see. I'm trying to tell you. Divine intervention. Timing, it all makes sense. If you hear something around you and it's a convention or audition to be an actor or something, take that leap of faith and do it, because you got to be around it, because it's meant for you to hear it. Because when, like I said, when something is for you, it'll be for you. I think I said it right. Something is for you, it'll be for you. Same thing, you know what I mean. I'm speaking organically here. But I just want to share that piece of information with y'all. And like I told you, and like I tell anybody, remember to stay focused on your passion, your dream, and to always to love yourself and have self-discipline. Because loving yourself and having self-discipline about it will get you far. It will get you far. And always remember, my friends, drink water and mind your business. And always remember to love yourself. I'm out. Peace.